Previous budget versions included $6 million specifically for the Hoosier state line, but the version released late Tuesday night didn't seem to include it anymore. Senate budget architect Luke Kenley says instead he put the $6 million into a bigger pot of money controlled by the Department of Transportation.
Because the problem is they have to reach some kind of an agreement with this, with the federal people to figure out how to run this program. And since we don't know the answer to that today, we're not sure if we want to budget for it or not.
The final version of the budget has language authorizing NDOT to fund the rail line from the bigger pot if the Hoosier State Line goes forward, which West Lafayette Republican Randy Truitt says is a good way to go.
NDOT has been great. They've shown their commitment to the program. They've jumped in. They've kept things alive.
To further help the line, the budget authorizes a new tax amnesty program. The first $84 million collected through the program goes to the governor's Regional Cities Initiative. The next $6 million goes to NDOT to reimburse the agency for funding the Hoosier State Line. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Brandon Smith.